And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day is what it's otherwise known as. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. Back after a week layoff with the program tonight. Scott Spears along in with Bailey Hunt Bales. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It was a busy couple days, but a good couple days.
Man, you stuttered a little bit there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, it could be the tiredness setting in from all the work that I've done.
Oh.
I've spent more time on the air in the last 2 days than a long time.
You're going to have to go home and scrub your head.
Scrub my head. There's nothing on my head. I about poked myself with this red pen, though. Luckily, I caught it before it went in there.
I know. That would have been funny.
Would it have?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I have a funny story about that. So, there, obviously, Caden does soccer, and he does club soccer. So, we were at practice the other day. They have an indoor facility, and one of the dads was telling me that he was out with his friends and their kids for his birthday, and he's bald, and I guess his friend's kid had a marker and drew all over his head, like... all over it.
You know, I've never understood that bald thing, but a lot of guys do that. I think some of them are going bald and others just don't want hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know the reasoning behind this. I'm just assuming that they can't grow hair.
I don't think that's always the case, though.
No, I don't think always, but sometimes.
I don't understand that look, but I know a lot of people do it. I guess if you were going bald, if you didn't want like that rim around your head, that would be okay, but
yeah.
Luckily, my hair has always held up. But a lot of people I went to school with have went bald.
Well, I know some people like shave their head for breast cancer or just cancer in general. Like if someone has cancer and they're going to lose their hair with chemo, then I know that they like shave their head in support of them, and sometimes it doesn't grow back.
Well, I guess that's okay. I mean, I don't mind if people shave their head. I just don't understand it because... it would seem like it'd be a constant thing you'd have to be doing to keep it that short, if that's what you were going to do. And, you know, hair is supposed to grow up there, and if you have it, why not? And I think the more you shave it, just like if more you wear hats, you cause baldness. I think it's the mother's father is where the baldness gene comes from in guys.
Yeah.
Now, my mother's father was not bald, so mm-hmm. I ended up okay.
That's good. I don't have to worry about that.
Well, you never know. There are bald women now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know where women get their hair gene, so.
I think it's the same thing. Did you cough?
Yeah.
So you make fun of somebody for stuttering.
Oh,
and
no,
you get
like,
struck down by lightning.
My pizza went down the wrong pipe.
You're welcome.
What?
You're welcome for the pizza.
Oh,
what did you
I was like, you made my pizza go down the wrong pipe? What?
No, for the pizza in general. You wouldn't have even had anything to choke on if it wasn't for me.
I know. It is good pizza, though.
It is good. I like this pizza.
Twice. I've eaten almost half of it.
That's good. Half?
Yeah.
You ate half of that?
Yeah. I have Mountain Dew and pizza and lava cake and chocolate.
Who could ask for anything more?
I mean, like, it looks like a whole buffet around my little station here.
A buffet?
Yeah.
A buffet. It looks like a buffet.
A buffet.
No, I don't think it's a buffet. Buffet.
A buffet?
There could be a buffet, but not a but it's a buffet.
What if it's a buffet?
You know, L-I-V-E, how do you say that?
Live.
But it's live.
Not always.
When you're here, it's live.
Sometimes.
This
yeah.
is live.
No, I know. Like, I heard that earlier. You and Charlie talking about that.
Yeah. It was a good... I think the language is very interesting.
Yeah, I don't like English. I'm not good at it.
Well, that's because you come from a place where they don't speak it.
I know. Yeah, I'm
and
not good
that
at it.
Is the number one story. Oh, this is so good. I think that we didn't get to this on the show with Charlie earlier, but we did
no.
do this with Abby and Michelle earlier on.
Yeah.
Which, that was a lot of fun this morning. You got to listen to that.
I did, and I actually saw this article. So when you said it on air earlier, I was like, oh.
I don't think it's true, and clearly I don't think this is going to pass.
I mean, it is it is a true article because I saw it on their actual, I follow their news.
Well, what
on
I'm Facebook. Saying is there's no way this is going to pass.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I'm just so, but it's a funny story for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That in Alabama, they are proposing a bill. This is what your tax dollars are going for in Alabama. They're proposing a bill that, now here are the two things, and apparently this only affects males. This is why the bill is going to fail immediately, because all bills have to affect everybody.
Right.
And when you're excluding women, it ain't going to work. But the deal is, in Alabama, if this bill would pass, which no chance of that, but depending, first of all, you have to be male. So it's within 1 month of your 50th birthday or after the birth of your third child, you have to be able not to have children anymore.
You have to
anymore.
Be, like, fixed.
Well, that's, yeah, kind of a slang way to say it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have to be made not to be able to have children anymore.
Yeah, like, I don't
I wonder that. Who pays for the surgery.
Yeah, well.
Does that come out of the tax dollars?
I don't know.
$20,000 to garbage pickup and $20,000 for fixing.
I mean, like, could you make them have to pay for it themselves?
No. I don't think you could force. No. Not when it's a law.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like you can't charge somebody for the gas in the police car that takes them to jail.
I mean, if it were approved, I know some people that'd probably move out of Alabama.
You can't approve a law like that, and I think that's the reason that obviously there's some idiot down there in Alabama who proposed this bill. That's probably what the story is.
Well, and like, I mean, I haven't been there. I haven't lived there in 10 years now, but, well, almost 10, I guess, like 9.5. But still, like, there wasn't like a population issue. I don't understand.
Well, I think it's because people in Alabama... Well, I heard this somewhere. I hate to say this, but there's lower IQ people there. And I think everybody's kids are running into each other down there. And at this point, you know, there's not a lot of books because they think they're crackers and they try to put jelly and peanut butter and eat them.
I don't know. I'm telling you what, my back hurts from carrying all the books that I had for school.
Well, that's good. They were trying to educate you down there in those days. But now they've given up on that. And that's why Alabama is, it's never considered a smart state. It's never considered a great state. I don't know why. I mean, I don't make these judgments. These are just judgments that are made in polls that you see.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a president from Alabama. I don't think there's ever been significance. There's no significance. We've had like 5 from Ohio. None from Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's never been a president from Alabama.
Well, I was just looking up to see, like, great things that have happened in
Well, obviously,
Alabama.
They're counting this as a great thing that'll happen in Alabama.
I don't understand it, though. Like, what are you going to do with the people that already have, like, 4 or 5 kids?
Well, I think this would probably be retroactive.
Yeah. I just don't see that.
But the point is too much, too much. Because my guess is this is probably being driven by the fact that there are too many kids and people aren't paying for their kids and people don't have enough money for their kids. And that's probably the driver of this bill.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Rosa Parks is from Alabama.
Was she president? I don't
know, but I mean, she played like an important role in.
But she was living in Michigan when that whole thing happened.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Why does everybody leave Alabama?
Well,
we got to get out of here.
I don't know. I mean, I had to because my family. But
in any event, what do you make of the story? Could have happened in Mississippi. Could have happened in Michigan. Could have happened in California.
If only.
But what's the... What, I mean,
if only it happened in Mississippi.
Is this a logical thing?
No. No, because you can't choose someone's lifestyle. I mean, that's... Especially, Alabama is a very conservative state. And that's against
Not
some
according to this.
Okay, but... Right. But that's against some religions down there.
Well, see, this is the problem, because I would say that Alabama is probably more on the conservative side, and obviously probably abortions don't go over well down there. And, you know, unfortunately, you get an overpopulation of people who can't take care of their kids.
I know, because you know, obviously I lived there when I got pregnant for Caden. And let me tell you, when I went to this free clinic to see, like, to get a pregnancy test, because I took some and they just weren't working right. Like,
you knew.
It didn't come back positive or negative. I don't know. I got a defective one.
Maybe
you
just didn't know how to use them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think?
Maybe. Could've I was been. 17, so it's possible.
I was 17 and I didn't know how to use the pregnancy test.
But
I knew how to get pregnant, but I didn't know how to use the test.
No, I mean, I knew how, but no, I only bought one because we had to.
This is a good rule for people to learn. Tell you. Learn how to do the test.
We bought one because we had to ask for gas money, and we had to take part of that gas money and use it on a test. So, yeah, not a good start right there. But there was a free clinic, and they make you watch a video on how abortions happen because they don't want you to get it.
They don't want you to get what?
An abortion. So they, like, show you this video, and it shows how an abortion happens and basically tells you that you're not good if you...
Do they think that's going to work, though?
I don't know, but it scared the crap out of me.
Well, I don't... But if I was going to the free clinic to get a pregnancy test, abortion would probably not be on my mind at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at 17, I mean, I didn't think about it because I that's not my choice.
You know, I wonder, we put so much deals on abortion. Why are we not so heavy duty about tubes tying and vasectomies? That's not, you're not born that way.
Right.
Why is that such a big deal?
I don't know. I my tubes are not tied, so I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. I think we pick and choose mm-hmm. in life what we want to condemn and what yep. we don't want to condemn, but apparently...
Well, I mean, I know that some people are against birth control.
Yep, that's another thing mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yep.
But whatever you want to do, I guess.
I mean, I'm thankful for it because I don't need... I have two. I'm good for now.
Well, I don't know. I think you'd be close to the line here, but you're not a man.
I'm not a man, so it's fine.
But
and like, I don't get that either, because like the man could go to different people, and half the time they don't even claim the kids anyway. So how are they going to know that they've reached three?
I don't know if you have to register them or something. I'm not sure.
I mean, like,
but say this is not a bright.
If
law.
You want more. If you want more than three at that point, quit putting your name on the birth certificate after the second one.
I don't know.
And then you don't have to pay child support.
I don't even know how they would find you. I don't know where they would... how do they even find you?
I don't know.
It just sounds
well,
very
I mean,
strange
do they, like,
me.
Take you, like, from the maternity ward to go get surgery?
And I don't know, do they find all people who are 50? I mean, do you have to register? I don't... It's like I said, it's a dumb thing. Yeah. By some idiot came up with it down
I
there.
Laughed so hard. I was like... You've got to be kidding me. As soon as I saw that, I was so surprised. Like, in shock, what in the world?
It's a strange story from a strange place.
I know. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a strange place.
Well, if they come up with something like this, I have to put that as a strange place.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder, like, what part of Alabama that came out of.
I don't know, but it's very strange. Now, this was a topic we had earlier on the program with, I think it was a morning program this morning. And I heard this morning coming in, and it's one to think about. If you had to be stuck with somebody in a hospital room for a year, and it can't be your family.
I had to do that for 2 days once, and it was horrible.
Right. But you get to pick who it's going to be, mm-hmm. but it can't be your family. Who would you want to spend a year in a hospital room with?
Ooh. Like, so can it be, like, a significant other since they're not technically... Like, if you're not married.
I guess. Could be.
See? There I go.
So you would want him in the room with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I think... See, I don't know that I would want anybody in there with me.
Well, if you have to choose someone.
I don't think so. I don't know who I would want.
I would make you laugh all day long.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't want you in there. I would want...
I would go... If I had to stay in one room for a year, I would go crazy. I mean, I'm probably already there,
since
but...
you're already there, it's kind of a moot point at this...
But I mean, like, literally, like, Psycho.
Who would I choose? Who do I know that is somebody who I could get along with for a year, that would be fun, that I could deal with?
You know so many people, though.
I do. I don't know who I would pick. I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, I would have to be in there with somebody because I like to talk to people.
Well, if you just give me my phone, I'm good. Give me my phone and a charger.
No, because, see, that's talking to people. I don't know.
No. I don't mean I don't have to talk. I just play games. I don't care.
I don't. But the whole point is it's a psychological thing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Who would I want to be in a room with for a year? I don't. There probably are a lot of people, to be honest with you, because I think there are a lot of people who I could stand.
Well, let's just have a big party.
Well, you can only have one.
Oh, dang.
You wouldn't be invited to that party. Because I think it'd be one of those things where I would
never get invited to anything.
No. But that's okay. That's just life. That's life these days.
It's so sad.
I know. It's a sad thing. Now, just to the north, though, Michigan residents are most likely to be dumped on Valentine's Day. So there was a lot of dumpings going on in Michigan today. I don't know why in Michigan that goes on.
It's because it's so cold and lonely and just bleh.
No, I think, obviously, up there, they realize at some point that everything has its faults.
They're ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, maybe you want to be free on St. Patrick's Day. Not in Alabama, though. If you're 50, you could be trouble around the bend.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I don't understand why Michigan. I don't know what the correlation is. I don't know why you would dump somebody on Valentine's Day. Maybe you don't want to buy a gift. I mean,
you should probably do it before, though, that.
I think Valentine's Day altogether, this is what I've learned today through my trials and tribulations through Valentine's Day. I think that this is a insignificant day.
Mm-hmm. Did you get anything?
Yes.
Oh, what'd you get?
Oh, none of your business.
That's rude.
Well, I'm not going to talk about that on the air, but I'm going
to. You don't have to say who got it.
Well, I don't know who got it if I say it. I don't want to be braggadocious. I'm just saying that what I've learned about this day is
braggadocious.
Braggadocious.
That's not even a word.
That is a word. College word. Mm. I don't want to be braggadocious about this, but I don't like, because what is the significance of this day really?
Mark decided that we needed to love each other.
I guess. What's a reason for florists is make money.
Well, isn't there like a St. Valentine or something? Or what? I don't even know. Hold on. Let me look it up. How did Valentine's Day become a thing?
Well, I think it was a saint, but I don't think that the saint was sending flowers and chocolate and all that sort of thing.
Well, let's see.
What is the correlation in Michigan? Why are more Michigans... Why are they waiting for Valentine's Day to dump somebody?
I don't know, but listen, St. Valentine's Day has roots in several different legends.
Roots.
Where
you're
I'm
from,
not,
it's roots.
No, it's not.
It's roots.
That have found their way to us through the ages. One of the earliest popular symbols of Valentine's Day is Cupid, the Roman god of love, who is represented by the image of a young boy with a bow and arrow. Several theories surrounded the history of Valentine's Day.
Ooh, that was fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I just think I don't know why you would wait till Valentine's Day to dump somebody. You think it's lack of money to buy a gift or lack of interest to buy a gift?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. Just don't get them a gift.
But some people expect
this is what, if you don't want to break up with them, listen, if you don't want to break up with them, just be like, oh, I hate Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate that. And then either they'll break up with you because they want a gift, or you don't have to buy them anything.
Yeah, but everybody wants a gift. See, that's the problem. They all want a gift. They'll tell you they don't want a gift, but they all do want a gift. And when the gift shows up, they get all happy. But I don't know why people
just... I mean, gifts are nice.
Right. But so why don't people just say that?
I bought myself chocolate.
Well, that's nice. Happy Valentine's Day. I don't know why people just don't say that they want a gift. If you say you want a gift, then that really uncomplicates things for a lot of other people.
I don't know. I got gifts, so.
You got gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And it improved your mood.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of funny because I was the only one in my, like, office area that got anything delivered to work. And so it came in, like, two big boxes. And my boss had everybody come and sit, like, around my desk and watch me open it. It was so embarrassing.
Well, that's nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was, but it was so embarrassing at the same time.
So why did your boss do this?
I don't know. I think he knows that I get embarrassed.
Like, oh, so it was...
Yeah, so it's like, just to make fun. And everybody wanted to see what it was.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And you took pictures and put it on Facebook?
I did.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a positive thing, I think, when you send somebody something for Valentine's Day. All I'm saying is some people really don't like the day, and some people really don't like the idea of feeling obligated to do something just because they're in a relationship, and I think that's obviously what's going on in Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, I could really care less, though. Like, if you can't afford to buy me a gift, don't, like, strain yourself, because I've been there before.
Yeah, but you know, see, this is a good example. Why do people send gifts? I mean, I'd rather just have the cash. I would rather just have the cash on any old day.
Me too.
So I don't understand gifts.
I'm going to start giving people my PayPal and just send me money.
It's a strange thing because I think sometimes that it was the whole thing with flowers. Okay, fine. You get somebody flowers. I get the idea. You set it on your desk and people come around and
my desk smelled so good today.
Right. Oh, isn't it nice you have flowers? And we do that whole thing. But after that, okay, it's over.
Well, you know what? This was actually a really cute idea, like something that I got this year. I got bamboo that's shaped like hearts. It's the real bamboo, so it grows and like stays alive and stuff. But it's not gonna. It's easy to not die. It's easy to not kill because, well, it's me.
You know, the bamboo. That's what they used to put under Japanese soldiers' fingernails to make them talk.
Oh well, that's what
bamboo shoots.
Oh well, that's what panda bears like to eat.
Yeah, did you know about that? No. World War. Yes, they put bamboo splints under. Well, that would hurt, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's what you want to get somebody to talk. That's how you do it.
So if I want people to talk at work, I just break the bamboo off and stick it under their fingernails.
Put it under their fingernails. That's
all right.
I think that I don't know if that was Vietnamese or Chinese. One of them did it.
I don't know.
Probably. Panda bear, it's probably Chinese.
That's what I was thinking.
Probably is Chinese. But I just think when we're talking about Michigan here and why is there more dumpage going on today in Michigan, I think...
Nobody's happy in Michigan. I mean, let's be real. It's Michigan.
No, I think a lot of people are... Michigan is close to Canada. Michigan's got Detroit, the Motor City,
mm-hmm.
Motown. It's a whole little thing up there.
I've only been there a few times.
I like Michigan as
a state. I've been to the university, actually. Because Caden did wrestling camp there.
It's very similar to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference.
Oh, I know.
You blindfold somebody and set them in another state, they're not going to know the difference. Except Kentucky, because everybody's bumping into each other.
And there's so many, like, hills.
That's West Virginia.
There's hills in Kentucky.
Kentucky's not that hilly.
There's caves.
West Virginia's hilly. West Virginia's got hollers and all that.
I know.
Down in the hollers.
I went there on vacation, like... Not last summer, but the summer before.
So you have no answer as to why more people in Michigan get dumped on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I've given you like five answers.
Not really. What were they?
Michigan, like, nobody's happy there.
But that's not a real answer.
I don't know.
What's the legitimate answer as to why in Michigan would more people be getting dumped?
I don't know. I mean, is their poverty level higher?
What does poverty have to do
with
this?
Well, I mean, they might not have, money to buy a gift.
Well, wouldn't more people be dumped on Christmas then?
I don't know.
I think what it is that in Michigan...
There's a lot of places, though, that, like, donate stuff for Christmas that you can get free stuff from.
Well, I just think in Michigan that they obviously are realist.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I love a good Michigan realist. I think if you're going to dump somebody, Valentine's Day is the day to do it.
Then make them hate that day for the next person.
We had a whole conversation on the show this morning about ghosting.
Oh. And,
oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I got... That's so funny. I got a message today about that.
About ghosting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go do tell.
Yeah. So, my sister sent a screenshot of a conversation, like a post on Facebook. And it was really funny. This girl posted... The only Valentine's Day gift I got was a team Snapchat, okay? So, like, team Snapchat. Every holiday, the creators of Snapchat, like, send you a Snapchat to wish you the happy holiday or whatever. And someone commented on it and said, better than my gift of being ghosted by my man of 6 months, left to enjoy my vacation days alone. Shake my head, F men.
Well, don't you think it's interesting, though, if I was going to ghost somebody, this is the conversation we had earlier, if I was going to do it, I would do it on like a day like this.
Yeah.
Because then it would always be correlated with that particular day.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know why ghosting is such a bad thing. I don't know why it has such a bad reputation.
I mean, it's kind of rude.
Not really. Because what you're doing is you're saying, I don't want to talk to you, but I don't want to get into a conversation of why I don't want to talk to you. I think, isn't that essentially what we're doing when we're ghosting people?
You've ghosted me before.
One time.
No, I think it's rude. I would rather know why someone's not talking to me.
Yeah, but I like the idea of ghosting.
Yeah, because you ghost people.
I do, and usually it's permanent.
Yeah, that's rude.
No, it's not. Because what you don't want to have the conversation, because then you get into, well, why are you doing this? And then people say stupid stuff to you. They say things like, well, I'm okay. Well, they're not okay. Why are you asking me about this?
Are you describing me?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever blocked anybody. I have a block list, but I don't know that I ever talked to those people to begin with.
Well, I mean, I have a ton of people blocked. I actually just blocked a bunch of people.
But I think ghosting people, I mean, to me, this would not have been a thing years ago. And I think this is great because, no, I think...
You would.
No, I do. I think it's great because it forces people to either use the telephone or go knock on somebody's door. And if they can't do that, then they're just out.
I just blow your phone up.
No, to me, this is what this is really all about. This is about, do you really care?
Oh, so you just want to feel like they care about you.
No, because I'm not saying I would answer the phone. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about like in our situation. You just wanted to know that I cared.
No, in our situation, I've told you what happened.
I know.
No, I mean, the truth in our situation was,
You thought I wanted you to ghost me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Because you're one of those people who, you like every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you can't get rid of people.
I know.
So I felt like, well, I'll take the middleman out here. But I wouldn't do that again.
Well, like, I'm really nice to people, though.
Like, I wouldn't
hurting people's feelings.
But see, I wouldn't do that again. I'll go on record to say I wouldn't do that again.
I appreciate that.
I wouldn't ghost you because I thought you wanted to ghost me. I would ghost you because if I wanted to ghost you, I would still do that.
And I would come knock on your door and be like,
I don't think you would.
Oh, I would.
You are not that. No, I don't think you would.
Oh, I would.
I don't think you would.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see one day, maybe.
Well, maybe we will. Maybe one day soon. But no, this is a great...
Make sure it's a day that it's not snowing.
No, this is a great thing, though, because what you are forcing people to do is come to terms with, do they really care? Because really all we're talking about is not communicating electronically.
Right.
So you're forcing people to either come see you or you're forcing people to call you and actually verbally say something.
You know I hate calling.
But you do it. But you know, sometimes you are just, I don't know. I think ghosting people is not a bad thing. It wouldn't be a term if more people weren't doing it.
Yeah. I mean, it is a thing.
I wouldn't mind being ghosted. It wouldn't even cross my mind.
Okay, well, I'll ghost you tomorrow.
I probably wouldn't even notice, to be honest with you. That's a sad thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what? No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because I never really, it's like the phone calls. I don't call people. And I don't message people unless it's something really important.
You've messaged me before.
I don't remember it.
You did.
Oh, okay. We'll write that down. We're not talking about you here. I'm trying to talk about people
in
general.
But I like to talk about me.
Well, this is the problem. I'm trying to say that what I think is that I really probably wouldn't notice. Because if somebody didn't talk to me for a while, I'd say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What happened to them? No, remember, we had a moment like this.
Yeah.
It was like, what, like 4 or 5 days?
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it.
No, you messaged me.
Right, because I thought, well, how she doing?
You're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
And you weren't. And you lied.
Houston, we have a problem.
But I didn't realize there was a problem until I contacted you.
Yeah, and like, And this is, I do have a problem with, like, this is legit my thing. I will not tell you anything's wrong, and then you'll think everything's fine, and then all of a sudden I'll just blow up. Like, I'll just lose it. And then you're like, oh, what happened? What is going on?
What is it? I mean, it was weird because I don't remember thinking about you during that 5 days, but I remember that night. I thought, oh, you know, it's kind of been a while since I've talked to her. So I'll say hello, and then it was bad. It was downhill that night.
I know. I was not very nice.
No, then I realized there was a problem. It went away very quickly. Like, the next morning, it was over, but I really did not realize that something bad had happened.
I don't. Well, I told you, I'm really good at hiding that stuff sometimes.
But it all came, if I remember right about that, it all came because I had said goodbye and then never spoke again. But I was just saying goodbye for, like,
peace
the
out.
Night. Yeah.
And you sent the peace sign.
I sent the peace sign, I guess. And now that's my thing.
I know. You do it all the time.
I do it all the time.
And, oh, I hit the wrong button again. You hit that wrong button a lot.
I do. That and the photo call, which I don't even think I could photo call somebody.
Yeah, you do try to, like, video chat all the time.
But I can't.
I just hang up now.
I can't video chat. I can't even do it. So I don't know what happens.
I do. I just hang up.
Like, I don't know why that button's
so sensitive.
I tried
to answer once, and then I'm like, nope.
Did you really think I was calling to video chat with you?
Yeah.
Why?
The first time?
Why?
I didn't know.
I remember what you look like. I don't need to video chat with people.
Well, I didn't know, so I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess he wants to talk. Like,
no. For some reason, those are sensitive buttons. I don't know why it's that in the peace sign.
Yeah.
The peace sign in the video chat. I don't get it.
Well, you changed our thumbs up to a peace sign. Why? You change stuff all the time. Like,
not on purpose.
I know. But you've changed the colors. You've changed...
Accidentally.
You've changed the emoji that's, like, where the send button is. You've changed everything. And I'm like, and you're like, I don't even know how I'm doing this.
I don't. I put that thing in my pocket.
Did you like my impression of you?
Was that me? Yeah. Give me that again.
I don't even know how to do this.
Is that how I sound? Gosh, I probably shouldn't be on the radio if I sound like that. That's going to annoy people after a while.
Oh, man.
That could be bad.
Yeah.
That's your impression. That's very weak.
That's your impression.
Oh, is that what I sound like, Darth Vader? Luke, I am your father. Oh, man.
I could be like, hi, how are you?
That was awful. I hear radio knobs switching off all around town right now. All right. Well, here's right in with the Michigan thing. Fewer Americans now celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well.
I believe that. You know why?
Why?
The phones.
Oh, yeah.
People don't need to do that anymore.
Nobody's calling in tonight.
We didn't ask for any calls.
Oh, that's depressing.
If you want to call in, call in.
I like talking to people.
What do you think we're doing here?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I like talking to, like, I like talking to people.
The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you say you have to be kind on the phone, any other ways, and it will not go over well. Especially on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm having a good day right now.
Good.
Like, this moment right here.
This one moment.
Right here, right now. It's good. Don't ruin it. Not you, but anybody.
Well, it sounded like you were talking
to me. Don't
be
mean to me.
There's a lot of anger for you in life. I don't know what that's all about, but there has been a lot of anger.
The past week? Oh.
Yeah, but now it's over, right?
Yeah.
There you go. It's like...
because I got my chocolate lava cake.
Oh, is that what did it?
Yeah, but I don't have a fork. They didn't give
eat
me
it
a
with
fork.
Your hands.
No.
You're from Alabama.
No.
All those Alabamians eat with their hands.
Ugh. I don't think this lava cake's going to be as good as Denny's.
Oh, man.
Well.
Eat up.
They're crunchy.
There's, well, I didn't bake it. Take a bite. How is it?
Kind of burnt.
Well, that's nice to know. Is it good?
It'd be better with ice cream. Like how I usually have it.
Yeah, that is good. That's a good place to go. I've liked my desserts there. Mm-hmm. It's a fun place to go. Now, fewer Americans, I believe, celebrating Valentine's Day. Just like fewer people send Christmas cards. What are you doing?
I was looking up some statistics.
On?
On why people send fewer Valentine's Day cards.
Well, I think it's the same. You know, it's just, it's a become more of a taboo thing.
I don't know. Maybe people just hate love.
Well, I don't think people can define love, so yet they don't really know what love is.
I think people now just, like, are all about the hookup, not, like, the relationship.
I don't know.
Because they can have the fun without having the responsibility.
Maybe. I don't know. It all depends.
I mean, not all people, but I think, like, a lot, like, younger people.
I think, and I said this to the girls earlier on, so you're not the first one. I don't think people are meant to be together in general. That's my new sign in life. Because I think what eventually happens, did you know this with your 18 divorces? What happens is that...
Okay.
No, everybody has the honeymoon stage because, yeah. Oh, isn't that great and isn't that fascinating? And then eventually it does turn to kind of a sour thing after a while, and there are things about that person that irritate you, and there are things about that person that get old, and then one day it just has to end because people are unhappy. You know, it's funny because when you're in a relationship, you think it's great, and until the day it's not great anymore, and then you think, boy, I need to get out of this thing, and then it's over, and then you think, boy, I need to be in a relationship again. That's how humans think. We're insane like that.
Well, how do you explain, like, the relationships that last, like, 60 years?
They really don't.
Some of them do.
You know, that was a different day and age. The problem is there's too much. True. There's too much temptation now. There's too many people who... We had a decay of society over the last 40 years. And the decay of society happened with cell phones. It happened with texting. It happened with internet. It happened with people not paying attention and talking to each other. And the decay of society came in. You used to be able to marry somebody because you were really in it together. You had to support each other because there was no other thing to do. Now you've got... It was unheard of before. If a girl had a baby out of wedlock, oh my God, there were all kinds of names. You had to move to the next town if you did that.
Now, why do you think I moved here from Alabama?
Yeah, but
I'm
now,
just kidding.
but now, that's okay. We don't shun that anymore.
Yeah.
And it used to be that if you got a girl pregnant, you had to marry her, and then you had to lie about when your anniversary date was so the kid wouldn't know. That's not a thing anymore. So there was a decay of society that made relationships less important. And now I think most people, you know, God bless them if they're in them. I wish them well. But the general philosophy of a relationship doesn't work now because we don't need the other person to live. And if you do need them to live, then that's a bad reason to be in the relationship. That's codependency. So what happens is I think now... People get into them. They're exciting when they're new. They're exciting for the first, like, sometimes 5-10 years. I think it's like 10 years is the average divorce. Ugh. So you get 10 years under your belt, and then you say, man, what am I doing here?
Mine didn't even last 3.
Right. So, but at the time you married him, you obviously thought it would.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. And this is, I hope people, you know, I wish people the best. But I don't know that it's necessarily the most advantageous thing to do now.
Like, honestly, though, I think a lot of it, there's so many apps and stuff that you can download to hide stuff. I mean, it's so easy to cheat on someone.
But here's the funny thing. This is a good, I don't think we've ever had this conversation. This is a good conversation to have. Because people will say, well, I would never cheat on that person. Mm-hmm. What about that person? Now, they'll tell you they'll never cheat on you, but will they? Is that true? You don't know. Yep. Because they're not going to tell you.
I think, like...
Whoever, did you cheat on me? Oh, yeah.
No. I don't know. That's like, but I mean, social media has made it so easy, and like the apps and stuff that people have invented have made it so easy.
Did you miss like the last 10 minutes of the show?
I'm just saying, I was reiterating.
Is that, do you even know what that word means?
No. Just kidding. Yes, I do. No, but I'm like that. It's just super easy. And so I think that's a lot of the problem.
And then, and that's another thing. People get paranoid, and sometimes they think the person's cheating even when they're not. And that gets old after a while, too, of being accused of it.
Usually when you're accusing someone, it's because you're doing it. And so that's why you're paranoid. Oh,
that's like an old wives' tale.
No, it's true. Sometimes.
Why would you accuse somebody if you were doing it?
Because you see them doing the same things that you're doing to hide it. So, like, say, you know, you always have your phone facing down whenever you're in person, so nobody can see the notifications, okay? That might be because you're cheating and you don't want them to see it. So, you know, if they do that...
those 60-year marriages, they didn't have this problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to give examples.
Well, I'm just... Right, I'm with
you. Or if you turn all your notifications off.
But I don't think that's true, though, because... I think you can accuse somebody of cheating and never have cheated.
I'm not saying you every time you accuse someone. I'm just saying there's a lot of times if you're constantly accusing, a lot of times it's because you're doing it.
Right, but you know, sometimes that's cute in the beginning because you know you're not cheating and blah 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 blah. But you get about 5 years of that under your belt and you're like, oh man, this
you
has
know what
got
I do.
To stop.
You know what I do because. When Tyson and I will be talking on the phone, I can hear if his phone vibrates. And I'm like, can you tell your girlfriend or tell your other girlfriend that you're talking to me and she's going to have to wait? Like, just jokingly. And we just find it funny. Like, whatever.
You'd be the only two.
I mean,
that's
no.
not a funny joke. That's boring.
No, it's fine.
Well, for you two.
We know that it's not true.
Oh, I don't know that it's not true, but that's okay.
Well, it is.
How do you know?
Well, because it's his mom. He'll read me the messages.
I don't think I would... Let's see. If I'm cheating on somebody, am I going to read the message that I'm getting?
Oh, yeah, but... No, I know he's not, so...
We all think.
No, I know. His mom would kill him.
Well, maybe his mom doesn't know.
She would know.
Would she?
Yeah.
Well, so she thinks you're number one. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the first mother that's ever thought that, isn't it?
Well, she's she's known me for like 11 years now. 11
well,
or 12 years now?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
I just
been
don't
a
think
time.
I just don't think anybody's going to admit it.
No. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying they would. Unless you don't want to be in the relationship and you want to get caught.
Right. And I think some people I've never known anybody to admit it unless they were caught.
Some people deny it even if they're caught.
Right. So I think...
You'd have proof right in front of them and they're still denying it.
I don't know. I think that people are a little funny. And I think as time goes on... But I hope that people's relationships... I don't want to be a downer on this. I hope that people's relationships
yeah,
succeed.
Yeah, it's the love day. Don't be a downer.
No, I hope they succeed. Except all the people in Michigan who got dumped today. I mean, I hope they succeed. But I really think that there is flaws.
If anybody got dumped today, please call in and tell us your story.
Well, you know what? If they were dumped today, they're probably not up to it. They're probably crying or something like that.
You well,
know,
I'll
get
make
all
you
upset.
Laugh.
Well, and they're probably not celebrating.
Call in so I can make you laugh.
You think you can do that?
Yeah.
How are you going to do it?
I'll tell a knock-knock joke.
Tell a knock-knock
joke. I'd have to look one up on my phone.
Oh, man. And see, there were probably people lined up to call in, and yet now they don't.
Oh, goodness.
What a Valentine's Day show. I hope people weren't dumped today.
I got a message. I'm not, and my mom would kill me.
Well, see, but that plays in. That plays into the problem of I'm not. Oh. Because nobody would admit they are.
But I know I love it.
You love what? Hmm? What are you talking about? We're doing a show here.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I love this show.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Hey, it's been going good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so far so good.
Is this my hair tie?
No.
I think it is.
No, it is not. I know whose hair tie that is.
I have one just like it.
That's not you. When's the last time you were here? Weeks ago. You think it's just been laying there for weeks?
Maybe.
No.
This isn't... I don't...
Can he send me, like, payment for this food tonight? And since now I know he's listening. I would like that.
That's right.
Hey, pay up. Valentine's Day.
It wasn't that expensive. You saved $14.
Yeah, but I still had to pay some dollars. I'd like that money back. That's nice.
Yeah.
The break's coming in 1 minute. You got anything to say before the minute break?
If someone wants to bring me some lava cake that tastes good, that'd be great.
Oh, darn. Just when you thought that the lava cake was going to be good.
But you'll have to call in when you get here because the doors are locked.
You'll have to call. Well, yeah. Security measures are taken in this building.
Yep.
On this Valentine's Day, 2020. Now, the florists are the busiest today. There will be more babies conceived today than any other day. That is true.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's on a Friday. So November.
Those poor people in 8 weeks.
Well, if they can figure out how to use it, they might have to go to the free clinic and watch a video.
No, they do.
Maybe it's on YouTube now. Maybe they don't make them watch the video. Maybe it's YouTube.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's not a good video.
God help you. We've got another hour coming up. Stay tuned. It's Friday night here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit on now that you mentioned."